going to continue Elokai Neshama. We left off halfway through Elokai Neshama, and I'm going to continue where I left off. Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirvi. Moida Ani Lefonecha Hashem Elokai Velokei Avisai. Ribon Kol Amasim Adon Kol Neshamos. Baruch Ato Hashem Hamachzir Neshamos Levgarim Esim. As long as the soul is within me, I thank you, Hashem, my God and the God of my forefathers, master of all works, master of all souls. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, who restores souls to dead bodies. So there are numerous difficulties here. We've just concluded speaking about thanking Hashem for giving us the neshama, right? Elokai, my God, neshama shenasatavi, the neshama you gave me, tahiri, is pure. So then we say, Kol zman shanashama bekirbi, right? As long as the neshama is within me, moidani lefanecha. I thank before you. It would seem, and we pointed this out already when we learned about moidani, we say moidani lefanecha, before you. So why here are we saying again moidani lefanecha? There we explain however we explained it. But here, once again, the word lefanecha needs to be explained. Hashem Elokai Velokei Avisai. Hashem, my God and the God of my forefathers. Why do we, this is the first time of the day, first time of the Siddur that we encounter the term, my God and the God of my forefathers. Why do we need to say that? Why isn't that Elokai just good enough? My God, why do we have to say Elokai Velokei Avisai? At the beginning, we started out Elokai, Neshama Shenasata Bi, my God, Neshama you gave me. We didn't say Elokai Velokei Avisai. And now we say, Moidan Yilfanecho, Hashem Elokai Velokei Avisai. Now, we'll only get to that if we have time. Rivoin Kol Amasim Adon Kol Neshamos. There's a difference in lashon here. Ribon Kol Amasim, the master of all works. Adoin Kol Neshamos, master of all souls. Now both Ribon and Adoin mean master. It's just that Ribon is in Aramaic, and Adoin is in Hebrew. It's in lashon kodesh. If you look into the Targum, into Unklus, whenever it says in the Torah, Adoini, right, my master, the Targum says Riboini, right? So Riboin is not a Lashon Kodesh word, it's an Aramaic word. It means the same exact thing as Adoin. So why do we say Riboin kol ha-masim, Adoin kol ha-neshomais? Then Baruch Ato Hashem, Amar Zeh Neshama Yisdav Gara Mesim, he who restores souls to dead bodies. Now, what does the word Pegarim mean? Could have just said, Amar Zeh Neshama Yisdav Gara Mesim, he who gives back Neshamas to the dead. Why the Gara Mesim? What does Pegarim mean? So, let's first start out with Kol Zman Shan Neshama Bekirbi. As long as my soul is within me, moed ani lefanecha. So I believe the way to understand this is based on the pasuk we say every morning by Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. We say, Ma betza bedami biriditi al shachas. Right, we say to Hashem, what gain is there in my death when I descend to the pit? Will the dust acknowledge you? Will it declare your truth? So what are we saying to Hashem? We're saying is, what? Keep us alive so we can thank you. Will earth thank you? Keep us alive, so we'll thank you. Right, we say by Hallel, Lo Hamesim Yahaleluka. Right, dead bodies can't praise Hashem. It's only the living that can praise Hashem. We say by Aseres Yemei Tshuva. This always strikes me by the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We say, in the middle of the Birchas Haidah, right, from Moedim until Baruch Ata Hashem HaTov Shimcha L'chano Ela Haidahs, right, is the Birchas Haidah of Shemoneh Esrei. It's the blessing of gratitude. In the middle, we stick in a bakasha. We stick in a request in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Uchsoiv L'chayim Tovim Kol B'nei B'risecha. Right to good life all people of your covenant. This is not a place for bakasha. Right? This is not a place for request. What is Chsav L'chaim Tavim doing here? This is a bracha of Haidah. What we're saying to the Rebbeinu Shlalem is, Chsav L'chaim Tavim Kol B'nei B'risecha, write to life all of the people of your covenant, V'chalachayim Yedu Chasel, and then all those that are alive will be able to thank you. Because if they're dead, they won't be able to thank you. It flows very well. Right? We're telling us, this, yes, this is the bracha of Haidah, but Rabbeinu Shalom, lo yameisim yahaleluka. Ma betza b'dama b'nit yashah, hayotcha afar, hayagid amitecha. Right? The dust can't praise you. So, soiv l'chaim, toiv l'kol b'nei b'nistecha, right to good life, all of the people of your covenant. It says they'll be alive. They'll be able to thank you. So this is what I believe we're saying here by Elikai Neshama. We're saying to the Rebbeinu Shlom, listen, Kol Zman Sha Neshama B'Kirbi. As long as the Neshama is within me, Maidani Lefanecha, I can thank you. So Rebbeinu Shlom, please keep the Neshama in there as long as you can. Because Kol Zman Sha Neshama B'Kirbi, I'm able to praise. When my neshama is not there, I'm not able to praise you. Now, to take this a level deeper, Haidah, as we mentioned by the Shira of Maida'ani, the word Maida doesn't only mean thanking. The word Maida means to admit. Right? We say Maida beknas potter, right? Somebody who admits. Penalties is exempt, but we find the word Maida means to admit. I'll tell you what's bothering me here. What's bothering me is that it seems from all of these, from what we're saying, is that Hashem needs our praises, right? Hashem needs our gratitude. Right? What? Yeah. So we're saying to Hashem, Hayotcha Afar, Hayagda Mitecha. Right? Is dust gonna thank you? Is dust gonna praise you? Hashem needs our praises. Hashem needs our thanks. What do we say? The purpose of the Rebbeinu Shlom putting us into this lowly world is that we should choose between good and bad, right? That's why we're here. Now, it's not just the choices of good and bad. There's really, in everything in the world, there is good and bad. There is the, everything has an exterior and an interior. Everything has a chitzonius and a pnimius. Everything in the world, every object, every happening in the world has a chitzonius and a pnimius. The chitzonius is what meets the eye. What the chitzonius seems that nature controls the world. And the different happenings of the world are products of nature. But if somebody looks with a Torah de Gai, we're not supposed to be focusing on the chitzonius, we're supposed to be focusing on the pnimius. The pnimius is that the Ribono Shel Olam controls everything. The avoda of a yid is to be moida. To be moida to the pnimius. We're supposed to admit that despite it seems so convincing that there is no God, it seems so convincing that it's all, everything is a product of nature, we admit, no, it's all the Ribono Shel Olam. We admit that it's not chitzonius. We're not going to focus on the chitzonius, we're going to focus on the pnimius. It's not nature, it's the, everything is hashgacha pratis, everything is divine providence, everything is controlled by the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what moida means. And the reason we have the ability to see the pnimius and everything, is as we mentioned by the last year, that is what the neshama is for. The neshama is godly, and the neshama gives us the ability to see godliness. Because godliness sees godliness. So we say, Kol zman sh'neshama bekirbi, as long as the neshama is within me, moide ani lefanecha, I'm able to be moide to your pnimius. I'm able to admit to the pnimius that exists, that's lefanecha, to the pnimius that exists within everything in the world, I'm able to be moide. Hayotcha afar, hayagid amitecha. Can offer, can dust admit to you? Why? All life will be able to admit to you. That's what we're here in this world. That is what the Ribono Shel Olam placed us here for. And that is, that brings tremendous nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam. When we're able to turn away from the klipa, from the external shell of the world, and focus on the pnimius. With this, we can understand the difference of the lashon between Ribon Kol HaMa'asim and Adonai Kol HaNeshamos. The Kol Shnei Tzemagid in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael says that Targum, Aramaic, is the pnimius of Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh is the surface, and Targum is the pnimius. What does that mean? Just trying to understand this on a simple level. When look at Torah Shebiksav, for example, Torah Shebiksav, right, is what meets the eye. There's so much deeper than Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is the pnimius of Torah Shebiksav. Right, it is the what lies beneath Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is just what meets the eye. It's just the surface, and that's why Gemara, which is Torah Shebalpeh, is in Aramaic. Right, Targum, which explains. Targum explains Lashon Kodesh. So Lashon Kodesh is what meets the eye, but is sometimes not understood. Comes Targum explains what what Torah Shabbat, what Lashon Kodesh is. The example that the Kashan Samagid uses is the Pasuk in the Shira, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Vod, Hashem will king forever. Hashem is not king now. Right, what meets the eye in Lashon Kodesh seems to tell us that Hashem will king forever, but right now he's not king. Comes along the Targum, and we say it every day by Yuval Etzion. Hashem Malchusei Koim La'olam L'yol Me'olmai. Hashem's kingdom stands now and forever. That's how he interprets the Pasuk. We say it every time we say the Shira. Hashem Yimloch La'olamot is the only Pasuk in Targum we insert into the Shira. Hashem Malchusei Koim La'olam L'yol Me'olmai. Hashem's kingdom stands and will stand forever. The Targum changed the Pasuk. It's not what it's written in the Pasuk. What the Targum is telling us, though, is even though what meets the eye, anybody who looks at this world will tell you that Hashem is not king. Nobody can see Hashem's kingdom in this world. And that's why Targum, that's why Lashon Kodesh, which is Chitzonius, tells us what's going on in Chitzonius. In Chitzonius, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod. Hashem will only king forever. In Chitzonius, Hashem is not king right now. But the Targum, which tells us what the Pnimius is, in Pnimius, what lies behind everything is Hashem Malchusei Koim La'olam L'yol Me'olmaya. Hashem's kingdom stands and will stand forever. Hashem is king now. We just don't see it.
That's why Hashem is not king now, because we don't see it.
He is king. We just don't see his kingdom. So that's why in Chitzonius is only Hashem Yimloch. But in Pnimius, Hashem kings. Now. And that's why the Zohar is in Aramaic. The Zohar is Torah HaNistar, right? The Torah, the hidden Torah. The hidden Torah is obviously the Pnimius of the revealed Torah. So Zohar is in Aramaic. Whatever is Pnimius is in Aramaic. Is Lashon Targum. So now, Masim, our actions, our external actions. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not Adoin Kol HaMasim. Adoin Kol HaMasim, now, I'm sorry, let's just go back a second. So we have Adoin, which is Lashon Kodesh, and Ribbein, which is Targum. Adoin is Chitzonius, Ribbein is Pnimius. So Masim, on all the Masim, Hashem is not the Adoin, because that would indicate that he's king, that he is master over the Masim. No, on all of his works, nobody sees him. It's only somebody who looks at the Pnimius will see Hashem within his works. So he is the Ribbon of the Masim, he's not the Adoin of the Masim. Because you only see the Ribbon of Shalom in the Pnimius of his works. But the Neshamas is Ruchnius. And the Neshamas, Hashem is Adoin. And when it comes to Ruchnius, everybody can see that that is where Hashem is master. So, Ribbon Kol HaMasim, the Ribbon Shel Olam is master in Pnimius over the external works. And Adoin Kol HaNeshamas, and he is even the Adoin of the neshamas, which are spiritual.
We see the neshamas?
No, in spirit, we know spirituality. We don't have to see the neshamas. But it is evident that Hashem is the master over spirituality.
It's still hidden.
Right, so is the neshama. Once you're going into the neshama, there it's evident that it's Adoin. Here it's evident, here it's not evident. That's the difference. Yeah. All of them are spiritual in a sense. All nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Could be Adoin Kol HaNeshamos is all maybe indicating all three of them. Proof to this point. Again, Right, we're saying that Ribbon is Hashem's master when he is hidden. Right, so he is Ribbon Kalam Asim, because in all of his works you don't see him. He's only master in hiding. That's Ribbon. But Adon Kalam Neshama is, when it comes to spirituality, it's evident that he is the Adon. Shabbos, we say, Kael Adon Al Kol Hamasim. What happened? He's Ribbon Kol Hamasim. He's not Adon Kol Hamasim. So why are we saying on Shabbos, Kael Adon Al Kol Hamasim? The answer is that Shabbos is a Yom of the Nishmas. Shabbos is a Neshama de Gedeh. Shabbos is a day of Pnimius. Shabbos is a day where it is evident that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos testifies of Hashem's presence in the world. So Shabbos, Hashem is not hidden anymore. Shabbos is, Ribbono Shel Olam is Adon Kol Hamasim. He's not Ribbono Kol Hamasim. That's why we have, once a year, we have a Shabbos Zohar. Right? We have a Shabbos that we mention, we read the Parsha of Amalek. Why do we read it on Shabbos? If you have to mention Amalek once a year, read it in the middle of the week. Amalek is the power of evil in the world that hides the godliness in the world. Right? That's why it says Asher Karcha. Amalek is the power of Mikra, of everything is happenstance, everything is coincidence. Amalek is tachas hashemayim. Everything is under the heavens. There's nothing going on above the heavens. The timche zecher Amalek, our avodah of erasing the memory of Amalek, is get rid of that chitzonius. Don't focus on the chitzonius. Don't focus on the surface where it seems that the world is godless. Focus on the pnimius. That's what Machias Amalek is about. That has to take place on Shabbos. Shabbos, it's Adon Kol Hamasim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is, it is apparent that Hashem is the master even of on all of his works. That is the day that we can appreciate Mechias HaMalek. But I have another approach to understanding the difference in Adon Kol Hamasim, Ribbono Kol Hamasim, Adon Kol Neshamos. There's a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei following all the Malachas HaMishkan, all the work that Bnei Yisrael did for the Mishkan. The pasuk says, it reads as following. Kechol asher tzivu Hashem es Moshe, kein osu b'nei Yisrael es kalo avoida. As Hashem commanded Moshe, that's how b'nei Yisrael did all of the work. Vayar Moshe es kol hamalacha, and Moshe saw all the work. V'hinei osu v'hoisak asher tzivu Hashem kein osu. And behold, they did it as Hashem commanded. Now, there's a inconsistency here in the pasuk. The pasuk begins with the word avoida. The Bnei Yisrael, Cain also Bnei Yisrael is called Avoida. They did all of the work. And the pasuk immediately changes. Vayar Moshe is called Hamalacha. He started out with Avoida. Call it Avoida. A couple words later, the pasuk changes it to Malacha. Is it Avoida or is it Malacha? Now, Avoida and Malacha seem to be synonymous. Right? They both mean the work. But at least stick to the same word. Why does the pasuk begin with avoda and conclude with malacha? And then the pasuk says, Moshe saw all of the malacha. He saw all the work of Mehine, and behold, also I saw Kasha and Tzivu Hashem. They did it as Hashem commanded. Why is that such a chiddush? Why would Moshe have expected that they wouldn't do it as Hashem commanded? So, I think we can understand this based on the Ramban. Ramban explains the difference, that there is indeed a difference between Avoida and Malacha. What is the difference? Avoida is when someone works for someone else. When somebody works for someone else, that's called avoda. And that's why a person who works for someone else is called an eved. Right? Because he's doing avoda. What? All right, well, we'll get there. Right? So there is somebody who works for someone else is called, that work is called avoda. Someone who works for themselves, that's called a malacha. That's what the Ramban explains. Now, usually, somebody who works for someone else does so begrudgingly. Not that that's not what he wants to do. He's got to make money, right? So he works for someone else. Someone who works for themselves is usually more excited about what they're doing, working for themselves. And when you look at somebody working, usually you can tell whether what they're doing is an avoda or what they're doing is a malach. Right? You can tell whether they're excited about what they're doing. Then you know what they're probably working for themselves. And if they're working out of desperation, you can see it. By the way that they're working, you can see that it's an avoda. B'nai Yisrael, when they built the Mishkan, they could have easily had ulterior motives. Right? Hashem is going to dwell among them. That means there's going to be bracha in everything that they do. Right? Everybody wants Hashras Hashem. So what they could have been doing could have been working for themselves. It could have been a malacha. Yet, B'nai Yisrael didn't do it for that reason. They did it for one reason. Hashem commanded them to do so. What they did was an avoda. Right, they did, and that's how you're supposed to serve Hashem. Hashem commanded me to serve Him. Hashem commanded me to do this. This is why I do it. I'm working for Him. And it's not for myself. I'm not working for myself. I'm not doing this for ulterior motives. I work for Hashem. The Pasuk testifies. Listen to the Pasuk again. Kechoyel asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, kein osu b'nei Yisrael es kol avoda. Right? As Hashem commanded Moshe, that's how B'nai Yisrael did the avoda. What they did was total avoda for the sake of Hashem. But they did it with such enthusiasm, understanding the privilege of serving Hashem, they did it with such enthusiasm that it looked to the spectator, it looked as if it was a malacha. Vayar Moshe, it's called a malacha. Moshe saw this, it looked to him like they were doing it for their own ulterior motives because they were doing it with so much enthusiasm. Says the Pasuk, Vihine, and behold, also Isaac Hashem Tzivu Hashem as Moshe. But behold, they didn't do it for any other ulterior motive, just that Hashem commanded Moshe to do so. So, what we see from the Pasuk here is, and it's a limit for our Avodas Hashem, we need to serve Hashem for no other reason but because Hashem commanded us to do so. But the understanding and the appreciation that we have the privilege of serving Hashem, that should generate such enthusiasm that it should seem as if we're working for ourselves. So there's the machshava, there's the kavana of the avoda, which is I'm an eved to Hashem. And there's the manner of the avoda, which is the enthusiasm, which it should look like, it should seem as if we're doing it for ourselves. That's the type of enthusiasm it needs to involve. Now take a look at the words of Chazal. Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Hevu mishamshim, Hevu ka'avodim amishamshim asarav, shalei amanas lekal v'pras. Right? You should be like servants serving the Rav without any ulterior motives, without any anticipation of reward. That's how a Yid should serve Hashem. There's an inconsistency here. It should have said, Hevu ka'avodim hamisham shemes ha'odoin. You should be like servants serving a master. Right? Or it should say, Hevu kitalmidim hamisham shemes ha'rab. Or you should be like disciples serving the Rebbe. But these two things don't go together. An Eved doesn't serve a Rav. So why does the Mishnah use the words, Havu ka'avadim ha'mashamshan es a Rav? You should be like servants serving a Rebbe. What does that mean? What it means is exactly what we've just learned. When a Talmud serves a Rebbe, the Talmud understands what a privilege it is to serve a Rebbe. Besides the fact that he knows he's going to be taught. He's going to be taught Torah. So, could be there's an ulterior motive, but it's done with enthusiasm. But you can't do it as a Talmud, because a Talmud anticipates receiving something for it. He wants to be taught. An Eved serves his master just because the master said so. So we can't be Ka'avadim HaMasham Shanesa Adayim, because that would mean that we're doing it without any enthusiasm. We can't be like Avadim that serve a master. We can't be like Talmidim HaMasham Shanesa Rav, because that would mean that we have ulterior motives. We have to be Ka'avadim HaMasham Shanesa Rav. We have to be like servants doing so without any ulterior motive, yet we need to have the understanding of the privilege that we're serving the Rav to do so with tremendous enthusiasm. That is how a Yid is supposed to serve Hashem. The word Riboin comes from the word Rav. And then there's Adayin, which means the master. So in essence, Hashem is our Adayin. Hashem is our master. And that's why our service needs to be with the Kavana, because Hashem said so. But on the way we act, it should appear that we're serving our Rebbe. So he's Riboin Kol Hamasim. When it comes to our actions, it should appear that he's our Rebbe. And there's a privilege to serving the Rebbein Shalala. Adoin Kol HaNeshama, in essence, he is the Adoin of our Neshama. And that's why the intent, the Kavan, has to be that we're serving our Adoin. With this, I think we can understand why we say Hashem Alekai V'Alekai Avisai. And I'll repeat to you what I said on Achron Shel Pesach before Yizkor. The pasuk says, "Ozi v'zimen aska v'ahili Yeshua." Different interpretations of this pasuk. Targum says, "My strength and my song belong to Hashem." Rashi says Zimra comes from the word cutting off, which is the destruction of the enemy. This pasuk, Ozi v'zimra aska v'ahili, appears three times that I'm aware of. We say Min HaMeitzar by Halal. We say Ozi v'zimra aska v'ahili Yeshua, the same pasuk. Ozi v'zimra aska v'ahili Yeshua, and that was my salvation. And then it appears again in the Shira of David, that we the Haftorah of Achron Shel Pesach, of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. The Haftorah of Achron Shel Pesach, I believe. Ozi hine keli shuazi eftach v'lei efchad ki ozi v'zim rasko Hashem ahili lishu. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael when Israel crossed the Yamsuf, The Malachim wanted to sing Shira. The angels wanted to sing Shira. To which Hashem said to the Malachim, Masa Yodai Tovim Bayam Atamanim Shira. My handiwork is drowning in the sea. You want to sing Shira? And the obvious question is, well, if the Malachim weren't allowed to sing Shira, why were B'nai Yisrael allowed to sing Shira? And since when is the Mitzrayim drowning in the sea such a terrible thing? They should be drowning in the sea. Why can't Malachim sing Shira just because the Egyptians, the wicked Egyptians, are drowning in the sea? B'avoid Rishoyim Rina, the Pasuk says, when Rishoyim are destroyed, it's a time of rejoicing. Well, there was no Shira. We don't find the concept of Shira there. So, what I suggested then is that there are, if a person wants to influence others, and that's our avoda. Our avoda here in this world, we're not here just for ourselves. We're here to influence others, whether they're our children, whether they're our friends, whether there are just people, our surroundings, our talmidim. There are two main ingredients that are necessary. One is mesiras nefesh, self-sacrifice. People are impressed and learn by self-sacrifice. But self-sacrifice without joy is also not something that impresses people. It's famous Rav Moshe Feinstein said that the Yidden that came to America had their, although they were Moshe Nefesh for Shabbos, their children didn't remain from because they did it with a krecht. It wasn't, they didn't do it with joy. So there needs to be self-sacrifice, but along with the self-sacrifice, there needs to be joy. There needs to be an appreciation for that self-sacrifice. B'nai Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf. It didn't come easy. They had to go in until their noses. They were basically drowning. Right? Yet they did so because they knew this was the right thing to do. And that's when the Yam Suf split for them. They didn't stop there. They sang Shira. And this is what Klal Yisrael said, Ozi, it is my strength. It's my chutzpah. It was my mesiras nefesh, right? My audacity that I had, but that wasn't enough. V'zimras ka, and it's also my singing to Hashem during that ozi, v'hili yeshua, that brought the salvation. That is what brings salvation. It's min ha-meitzar karasi ka. David HaMelech is talking about min ha-meitzar. It's from a place of tremendous limitations, a tremendous narrowness that David HaMelech was calling out to Hashem. Yet he was singing at the same time. And he says, Ozi v'zimras ka v'hili yeshua. Those two ingredients are absolutely necessary. Self-sacrifice, but yet joy. So when the Yidden had right to sing Shira, it wasn't just Shira. It was Shira along with drowning in the sea. It was both things together that actually accomplish the Ozi v'zimras ka. The angels? Masa yodai tovim bayam. That's not referring to the Egyptians. It's referring to the Jews. They're drowning in the sea. They're allowed to sing Shira. V'atamayim Shira. You want to sing Shira? What kind of Shira? What's your Shira worth? To those who are singing while they're drowning in the sea, that's the type of Shira that makes a difference. That pasuk concludes. Ozi v'zimras ka v'hili yeshua. Zekei li v'anvehu. Elekei avi v'aremenu. This is my God, and I will build a home for him, the God of my father, and I will elevate him. What's the continuation? The continuation is very, very simple. When a person lives their lives with self-sacrifice and joy, that is the type of avoida that has an influence on one's home. That is the type of avoida that one will remember about their parents. One won't remember, well, one will not want to remember about their parents the things that they sacrificed but weren't joyous about. Or the joys without self-sacrifice. Ozi v'zimrasko v'ahidu d'ishua zekeli. This is the type of godliness v'anveyu that I can bring into my home. Elekeavi. And this is the God of my father. I don't remember. These are the types of things I remember about my father. When we talk about Riboin kol ha'masim, Adoin kol ha'neshamos, which means that I serve the Riboin shel olam because he's my Adoin. He's my master and I have to sacrifice myself for him. But yet, Riboin kol ha'masim, whatever actions I do it as if I'm serving a Rav. I'm not just serving an Adoin. I'm serving a Rav. I do so with enthusiasm. There's the joy along with the self-sacrifice. Then it's Elokai v'Elokai Avisai. That's the type of God I can say is that Keli v'Anveyu. And that is what I remember about the God of my forefathers. That is the God that they served. They served Hashem with self-sacrifice. And with joy as well. So, Moida ani lefanecha, Hashem alekai velekai v'isai. Why? Because he don't call him asim. I don't call him neshamos. And just to conclude, Baruch Ato Hashem, amagzir neshamos levgara meisim. The Prima Godim says that the reason why it says pegara meisim, we only find the word pegarim throughout Nach and Rishayim. On wicked people. And we thank Hashem for returning neshamas every morning, even to the wicked people. Even though it very might be possible that this person will get up again and be wicked the next day again, Hashem gives a person another chance every single morning. Hamagaz and neshamas, even the Gora Mason. Even to the wicked people that are called Mason even in their lifetimes. Leib Shalom. That we should not be among those pegora mesim. We should be chayim. B'chol ha'chayim yedu chazelah.